A little overwhelming, isn't it? I'm Andy. You must be Jeffrey's brother, Stephen. He talks about you all the time. He's a brave little guy. You know him? Yes, I check in on him every week. Sometimes I get him into an art class or a story time or a game hour. Other times we just talk or play cards. Go fish, right? Yep, I guess he enlists you to play too. Listen, you probably have about half an hour before Jeffrey is ready for treatment. Would you like to visit the chapel? Why? Well, your mother spends a lot of time there whenever Jeffrey is asleep or occupied, so I thought you might want to also. Mom prays for Jeffrey? Of course, Mom would pray for Jeffrey, but somehow it hadn't occurred to me that she had a whole routine for it. No thanks. I think I'll stick around in case my brother needs me. Okay, I'm glad to finally meet you. Jeffrey thinks the world of you, and I can see why. The morning was like that. Hang around, stare at people, distract Jeffrey for a while, meet random new people who know all about my brother, stare some more. The amazing thing was how comfortable Jeffrey was there. I mean, it seemed like a very nice place, and I was glad so many people cared about him. But I couldn't imagine feeling that at home in a cancer ward. We ate lunch while Jeffrey was getting his methotrexate, whatever that was. Evidently, this medicine was going to drip into him for 24 hours, and then they would give him other drugs to minimize the poisoning he would get from this drug. Anyway, after lunch, my dad went to talk with the doctors. Jeffrey and I were watching Shrek on video when all of a sudden an alarm started clanging away. I must have jumped about a foot, but Jeffrey barely blinked. Jeffrey, what's that? Is there a fire? Should I get you out of here? He didn't even look away from the TV. It's just a code, Stephen. It happens all the time. A code? Wasn't that like on those TV hospital shows when somebody... Just then, a whole squadron of medical people ran by the open room door, carrying all sorts of equipment and shouting directions at each other. I was sure then a code was when a patient's heart stopped. All of those doctors and nurses were charging down the hall to try and jumpstart a child's heart. And Jeffrey saw this so often that it didn't even tear him away from his movie. The day went on with an unlikely combination of boredom, anxiety, and bland food that you only find in hospitals. By early evening, as Jeffrey was dozing off and my father was talking with yet another medical person about something, I couldn't stand to be sitting in the room anymore. I grabbed my sticks and pad and set out in search of a private place to practice. In a hidden little alcove at the very end of the hall, I found a tiny room with washers and dryers. I guess it was there so families could do their laundry during long stays, but I had my own mission going on. I sat on top of the washer, put the pad on top of the dryer, hooked the door shut with an outstretched foot, and started running through my rudiments. It felt great to be concentrating on myself again, and the mindless repetition was relaxing. I must have played for about 45 minutes nonstop. Then somebody banged on the door, which startled the heck out of me. I half jumped, half fell off of the washing machine. As I reached for the door, I dropped my sticks with a massive clatter. At the same moment, I realized I had once again bitten my cheek in the exact same place and that it was bleeding like a stuck pig. I swung the door open with a semi-angry, "What?" Guess who was standing there, looking somewhat taken aback by the blood-drooling, shaved-headed madman in the closet? The girl I had seen that morning. She was wearing jeans and an Aeropostal sweatshirt instead of the robe, but those eyes were unmistakable. Hey, I didn't mean to bother you. I just wanted to see what was going on. There's not much action around here at night. Yeah, I noticed. I'm sorry I yelled. I just kind of zone out when I'm playing. I listened for a while before I knocked. You're very fast. Hi, I'm Samantha.